I don't know, man. I'm just here.
I'm everywhere.
Are you everything?
No.
Is it always? All at once, maybe?
Occasionally.
I just want to know if you're Michelle Yeoh.
I am not.
Yeah, but that's exactly what Michelle Yeoh would say. Welcome back to the Bad Gamecast. This is Jake.
I'm Jason.
And this time we played
Testament, the Order of High Human.
Fuck, I'm already so angry.
Yep. Before the screaming begins in earnest, developed by Fairy Ship Games. Oh, developed and published. I'm sorry. Released June 2023 on everything? PS5, PS4, your Xboxes, your Microsofts.
Not Switch, because it's not a real console.
Not Switch, because Switch doesn't count. And let's see. What would you call this kind of game, Jason? First-person action-adventure?
Yeah.
RPGs, fuck. Well,
I mean, I'd call it active torture, but like...
RPG in theory. I mean, any game where you're playing as another character is an RPG, really. So yeah, sure, fuck it, why not?
I mean, there's a level system with like quote-unquote choices, so...
Yeah, there's experience you get from... Mm-hmm. Things sometimes. All right, man, take it away.
All right, I am going to try to just hoof the plot down like I'm shotgunning a beer, because like there's so much I have to talk about and the plot is one of them. It is awful. Anyway, your character is Aaron. You are the former king of the High Humans. What are High Humans? Okay, so imagine a world where Destiny.
Imagine Destiny, yep.
There's a being of light that brings light and truth and power to different civilizations throughout the galaxy universe. Unclear.
Uh-huh.
And it comes and brings light, and it has, like, on each world, it picks a species or race to be the light bearers.
Yeah. Okay, but instead of it being a giant orb the size of the moon, it's a group of people called the Seekers?
Kind of.
Okay.
The Seekers work directly for the light.
Oh, fuck
so
all the
light
way off.
Might just be a giant orb.
God damn it. Okay. I, you know what? I didn't realize that the Traveler was outsourcing the fucking recruiting of new Guardians to the Guardians. But yeah. Sure, that's what we're doing here. Fine. No, perfect. Okay.
So anyway, the High Humans are... Tassara is the name of the planet. They are the light beings for Tassara. Your character, Aaron, is the previous High King of the High Humans, guardian and protector of Tassara. He's a guy.
Yep. I know that's how they present him, but I didn't get any of that while playing this game.
Reasonably so. The game starts you off, you are Metroided, so you have no powers.
Yeah.
Despite being previously a god,
uh-huh.
Is basically how they describe it. So, your brother, Arvold? I forget his name.
I have no idea what this dude's name is.
Also begins with an A.
I was gonna say corpse paint, but that's not right.
Azimutaj.
Yeah, Azimutaj. I love it.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. He has betrayed the High Humans and you, because he's embraced darkness.
What a prick.
Yeah.
What a goth prick.
So, the other part of deep lore is that on the other side of light, darkness is chasing light across the universe. And anywhere where the light goes, darkness is soon to follow and attempts to corrupt the world. It's just destiny.
It's just destiny. Yeah.
It is aggressively just destiny.
Stop me if you've heard this destiny before. It's destiny.
But anyway, he's embracing the darkness, and so he's got, I don't know, this purple rift in his chest. His hands are all purpley. He's got long fingernails, you know. The
okay, his feet are the same. I only mention it because at some point I finally noticed the 3-foot-long toenails he's got, and yeah. It fucking weirded me out. Like, how do you even walk with that?
Man's got claws. He
fucking does.
So yeah, he taunts you. Like, throughout the whole game, he'll just pop up occasionally and be like, "Bah, what are you doing? I'm winning. Look at me, I'm evil." And then pops away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you kidding? The moments where he showed up were the best moments of the game for me.
So, in-game, the whole thing is excruciatingly linear.
yeah, right? Does it tout itself as open world? Keep going.
I don't think so, because if it does, they're lying. You go through, you get your powers back, you defeat some guy, he's old.
Is this Tree Papa?
Oh, no. I mean, Tree Papa is the one who, like, I don't know, brings you back from being unconscious.
They're right, like, he just finds a knocked out dude in the woods, and he's like, I'm gonna keep this one.
Yeah, well, but, like, almost everyone recognizes you on site. So, like, he finds a fallen god and is just like, I'm gonna take him back to my house.
Yeah? It's not weird. Shut up.
Anyway, you escape, and then he goes berserk because the taint of darkness, and then you put him down like Old Yeller.
Yeah, you do. I thought he went crazy because he was jealous that you left.
Nope. Uh-oh. Darkness.
Boo.
Darkness. You got the stone people, and they've got a backstory. They're all stone because their king says he's the truth and he's God, not you. Nana nana boo boo. So you go and kill him.
Yeah, you put the heretic down. You don't save any of the people either. Like, they're dead.
No, they're all dead already.
They're all stone.
There are basically no alive people to save in the whole world.
Rough.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to the mountaintops where you get the fire of Ohagnon. I forget.
You having a stroke? Yeah, it is like Ohan something.
Anyway, the last dragon is also there, and she's like, fuck you! I'm the last dragon! And you're like, yeah, that sucks. Anyway, I'm gonna go get the fire of Ohog, the last king of the dragons. She's like, no! And you go do it. And she's like, how can I help you? And you're like, that's a really weird, just immediate 180. But anyway.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, as long as you kill the dragon trader, I will give you the blessing of the will of the dragons. You're like, I don't know what that means. And then she vaporizes and flies into your body.
Yeah, and then you absorb her soul because you're the Dovahkiin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then you go through and you find this weird, like, egg, and it's got a person inside. And you kill that person, and you get the will of the dragons.
Was the egg homeboy's daughter? That's a different female trader.
Different female trader.
Ah, okay. That's a not great through line for this game.
So then you head to the land of Garongs. Garongs?
It's not Garonk, and I know why you say that, but I'm not going to correct you either.
And this is when your character muses about how when he was God, he should have genocided the Garongs when he had a chance.
Oh, what?
That is actually a thing that happens.
Oh my God.
They're the followers of a, what is it called? An awakened? Jesus Christ. It's more lore that just, like, doesn't matter.
Is it the headless antler dudes?
No, it's, no. So the awakened are people that gained the power of light, but spurned light and darkness and attempted to become gods themselves.
Okay.
So, like,
so I'm supposed to not side with the people who didn't want the ageless war between bullshits they wanted no part in? Yeah, okay.
No, because they just kill and torture and enslave people.
I mean, it's not great, sure.
They're the bad guys.
Okay, okay.
It is when the Garongs, with the power of the awakened, basically slaughtered most of the world is when it fell to darkness.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah.
They're the bad guys. And your character, again, muses about how, well, I gave them a second chance once, and I should have just wiped them off the face of the planet. And you're like, boo!
I mean, sure, that's not a good thing to say yeah. in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. After that, you get to the Blood Witches. There's three Blood Witches, and they are trying to resurrect the Awakened that they're talking about. I forget his name. Hogarth the Blood God or whatever.
Sure, sure, Hogarth, yeah, yeah.
And every time you kill one of them, they're like, the Blood Knight is coming! And you kill them all, and you're like, no, it's not.
I'm already here.
But you kill all three of them to gain access to the Red Swamp, and you go in there, and Hogarth the Blood God is like, ah, you're here! And then you get to him, and he's also in a chrysalisk, and your brother shows up and just smashes it. You're about to smash it, and he smashes it for you. Because he's like, yeah, it wasn't a real god. I'm the real god. Doodaloos. And you're like, okay. So then you go finally chase him down.
Shows up to be a kill thief and fucks off.
Basically.
God damn it.
But then you finally get to... You don't. Oh my God, I forgot. There's so much more. Anyway, you get to
Arlen, Texas. Yeah.
Arlington, Texas. And that's the name of the king who united the world. Anyway, he is your adopted son.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. But he's been sealed away.
Was he frozen in time and sent off to another dimension?
No, he was sealed away by the blacksmith's traitor daughter.
Oh, okay.
So you get her in a, like, pendant, and she's like, hey, yo, yeah, that spell, I can break it because I said it, but, like, I need the power of my companions. And you go, hold do a side quest for her to absorb the dead souls of her companions.
Oh.
Because multiple reasons, your character is dumb as a box of rocks. So as soon as you get back, she's like, well, I'm going to absorb the rest of his life force and become the god I was always meant to be. And you're like, what? And
the betrayal from the necromancer.
Yeah, she reveals, you know, she's not actually the blacksmith's daughter.
Okay.
Biologically.
Sure.
She's his adopted daughter. Her actual parents are some slave woman and Hogarth, the blood demon.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so she's like half demigod.
Okay.
And so she's like, I'm going to become big, and she turns into a giant spider woman.
She's just doing an Inuyasha, god damn it.
So yeah, she's like literally a spider. She's got a thorax, except all of her limbs are human hand limb arms.
Awful, okay.
Yeah, so then you just kill her.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there is nothing beyond, she turns into this giant monster, and it's an immediate boss fight, and you just kick her ass, and it's just like, bleh, she's dead. And you're like, I'm God. Stop fighting me.
You just stab her in the face with your lightning sword. Like, yeah, you're done now.
So then Arlen is there, and he's like, I'm fucking dying. I'm what? Like, what do you need? I've been locked away. What the heck's going on? And you're like, darkness has taken over the world. World's about to explode. He's like, that sucks. How do we stop it? He's like, and you're like, well, I need you to open the portal to heaven, because he can do that.
Wait, why is that a thing that he could do but you can't?
You've been locked out. They changed the keys.
I hate when that happens.
So he's like, yeah, I can open the portal to heaven. So you go, and then he has his heroic sacrifice where he's like, I'm going to chant this spell. And your character looks back and like, that's not the spell I taught you. And he's like, yeah, this is the spell Ohog taught me when he died. He transferred all of his life force to me, and I'm going to do the same thing to you. Anyway, here's all my power. Go kill your brother. Bye.
What?
Yeah. And then your character is like, I'm all sad and shit, and shows up, and your brother is like, I'm evil. And then you kill him, and then you both explode.
What? Okay, look, I didn't make it to the end of this game, so does that really happen?
Yes.
What the fuck?
The end of the game, you use a crystal that your dead wife had. Sorry, I skipped over the part where you visited your dead wife's grave.
There's a lot of bullshit to this game.
You visit your dead wife's grave, and you get this thing you gave her, because it's something you had from the Seekers. It is the power of, like, light, and is the only thing that can destroy a tree of darkness.
Okay.
And you didn't know that until later, so, like, you just thought it was a cool shiny bauble.
Yeah, okay.
So you go retrieve it from your dead wife's corpse, which is preserved in time.
Check out the sweet thing these aliens gave me when they granted me the power of godhood.
Yeah.
Isn't it pretty? Anyway, you can have it. And you okay. Yeah, anyway, yeah, his wife was frozen outside of time and doesn't rot. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you go and get that back, and then when you finally defeat your brother, he's like, you can't kill me. I'm the tree of darkness. I've already absorbed too much power. And you pull out the bauble, and he's like, well, no, what are you doing? You're powering it with your life force. And you're like, yeah, we're both going to die here. And you jab it in his face, and then it pans out to, like, the tree of darkness, and it just explodes.
Fuck yeah.
That's literally how the game ends.
Perfect. I like to think that at the end there, he wasn't doing it to save Tesara, which is fucked. It's a line earlier where Tesara was abandoned by the Seekers because the darkness had taken over too much and there wasn't anything they could do about it, so they just dipped. So it's like him fruitlessly trying to save his planet, and, like, good on him, but I love at the end there, he's just like, nah, fuck you, and just kills his brother, and they both die. That's beautiful.
Yeah, the whole thing is like the Tree of Darkness, once it roots into a world, there's almost no way to save it, and if it the tree continues to grow, it'll the roots will spread through the planet and make it explode.
Sure.
So once it's gotten that far, the Seekers abandon planets that are that far along because it's just...
So they can't do anything about
not
it.
Not a world yeah. that they can actively save.
So does it go full on... oh, God, what was the Phyrexian Yggdrasil?
Oh.
The Realm Breaker?
No, not quite.
I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
But damn.
So, yeah, that's the story of... And you're like, but these things... No, none of that matters. None of this matters.
Okay. Well, let's talk about why it doesn't matter. And I think I need to start with your representation of the game. Okay. So, you know all the times when Jason would talk about what Arlen said? Yeah, what if that was instead delivered by a fucking paper plate? Jesus Christ.
Parsing what this game is about and all the things behind it is so difficult because it's so hard to pay attention because of how boring it's presented.
Yeah, the dialogue that you get is delivered so flatly. In fact, the reason why when the evil brother would show up, he's the only time where someone was having fun because that guy was delivering lines like he was the villain and he got to have fun. Whereas the guy, your main character, Arlen, is a... flat sad sack this whole time who watched somebody murder his wife, kick his dog, and punch him in the balls at the same time. He's just, everything we do, we must keep going. Or whatever. I refuse to say any actually lines from this game. It's just so fucking boring. And you think, well, okay, so you're not here for the dialogue. So it isn't touted as open world. But, like, they want you to think that there is a lot of options because it's a hallway simulator. And sometimes the hallways are outside. Sometimes they're not. And then you get choices which go their own direction as you can fast travel back and forth. But it's such a weird, like, half open world and a lot... early on, especially, and I stopped exploring, I don't know, 5 or so hours into this game, because, like, you would come up, and a path would fork, and then you go down, there'd be a chest at the end, and it'd be 200 shards of creation, so you could make consumables, and that was it. Whoa, okay, so it's not worth the time. Great.
That is one of the big problems of the game, is that exploring feels worthless, because it always gives you shards of creation. These, and maybe it'll give you consumables directly, but it's all just consumables that do very, 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 very little.
Hey, some of them are good.
Some of them are. Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Some of them are very good situationally. Okay, so as you're traveling along and you run into whatever the enemy is for that area. So early on, you have the halflings, which used to be giants. You see, long ago in the way back, when the Seekers first showed up, they didn't pick humans. Nope, they picked giants. And then the giants and their stupid giant greed only made stuff to make themselves stronger. And the Seekers were like, fuck all that, and then punished them by genophaging them. Like, they suddenly went from giants to these squat little ugly things that
they're goblins. They look like goblins.
They look like fat goblins, but sure. They're also, like, dumb as hell now.
Yeah.
And you're like, that. Yeah, oh, wait. So I'm supposed to throw my lot in with this vengeful bunch of pricks that just show up, decide what's good, and then dip? Fuck all that.
Yeah, they're the light. Good guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, forever cursing a race of people feels like real good guy energy.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I've met our hero, so, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, first area. Ugly little goblin dudes. There's dragon men. I've been told there's blood witches.
Sure.
Whatever, man. Then we get to the combat. In your combat, you have... Well, yeah, no, we'll keep going. You got three things you can do. You can use your bow, because Skyrim taught you how to play video games.
Yep.
You can use your sword.
Sword, sword, sword.
And you just run up and smack shit. Or you can attempt to magic things, and you wonder why. Dear God, why would they make it this bad? Does it get better later?
Eh.
I didn't do magic, so like I never got to any of the like top tier magic shit.
It does get better later.
Is it better than, say, upgraded sword or just how the bow starts?
Yeah, so the bow is by far like the strongest weapon to start out with, and like it mostly stays that way throughout the game.
Yeah.
Some of the final tier spells are very good, but like it takes so long to invest into them.
Yeah.
And it, spells are, they use your spell points, which are a limited resource because you only get those back by drinking blue potions or, sorry, crystallized mana essence.
Yeah, you chug a blue crystal.
Yeah, you just crush a blue rock and snort the powder.
Fuck yeah.
But, like, that means...
That's just skooma?
It's, during boss fights, it's kind of dodgy. You know, you have limited heals and mana. So, like, the spells aren't that great. They're better at, like, kind of crowd control-y type stuff.
Sure.
So, I don't know. None of the combat feels good. The bow hits the hardest, but has some really weird accuracy.
Yeah.
In that you're attempting to aim an arrow, and it's an accurate-sized arrow at hitboxes that are smaller than the things you're aiming at, it feels like. I don't know how many times I have shot, I don't know, through someone's ear or the under their arm or through their legs.
Yeah.
Or directly into their torso and they just don't take damage.
Yep.
It feels real bad firing the bow.
The big evil dudes with the horns, I have absolutely shot a fucking arrow through the horns on their head. Like, are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Why did that not count?
Because I am fairly confident that the hitbox doesn't include, like, some of the extremities.
No. Which, like, that's pretty common for hitboxes. It's just that this one feels smaller than it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't feel good firing the bow. So you go and switch to your sword. And this feels way, way worse.
Yeah, right? Where the bow felt like you're actually punching some damage into something. You are throwing, what is the thing I always say, tickles and mommy kisses with the fucking sword? Because you do fuck all no damage, especially like to bosses. Some of the scrubs, they don't matter.
Even like, ignoring the damage you do, like you wail on someone and they barely stagger. It feels like nothing because your swings don't get interrupted. It's so, there's negative feedback.
Yeah. There's no interrupting your attacks. There's no impact when you do hit something outside of some moves that you can get, which just makes it feel really bad.
Yeah. So it doesn't do a lot of damage, and it actively feels bad to engage in. And then you have magic, which takes many, many, many levels to actually get okay.
Okay, well, you start off with a machine gun barrage. It just goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And it does a decent amount of damage. But then it has a weird cooldown.
Yeah.
It doesn't use the entire bar. It uses, like, a third of it. And then you lay into something, and if it doesn't die, you get to stand there with your thumb up your ass for 3 seconds, and then you can do it again. You're like, why? Why is there a cooldown on this?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Oh, and then the other one is the lifesteal, which something has to be close enough for it to activate, and it's worthless.
They have to be close enough for it to activate, which is the range of your sword. And then the amount of life that it steals is basically none, which is one of the other consumables that absolutely sucks, is it gives lifesteal to your sword.
Okay.
And you're like, that sounds good. And then you use it and you wail on an enemy and you're like, all right, let's just trade blows and see who dies.
Yeah.
You die.
Oh.
Because the amount of lifesteal it gives you, you can watch as your health bar slowly ticks up, even though each one of their hits does like a quarter of your health.
Right. You and I were talking about this off mic, and it's like, you as the player have what, like 150, 200 health, right? Let's say.
Sure.
And then the things that you're fighting have 50, maybe 20 health.
Yeah.
So when you get your 10% life back on a hit that you did for 5 damage, that's not a lot of health you get back.
No.
And that's your lifesteal. Thumbs up. Way to go.
Yeah.
I did see there was a spell that you could get that just gave you like good health regen. And I was like, it's too late now. Like, I accidentally found a respec shrine.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I'm not getting that currency back, but whatever I was using it for. So, like, I hit it, and then, I'm, like, finally looking through, because I was just trying to upgrade bow, because, I was just stealth archer as much as I could. Although you do only get 12 arrows at a time, unless you're cheating your tits off.
It does upgrade.
Yeah.
Eventually, I think 24 is max.
24 is max? Okay. That's not so bad. It's not good. You should be able to carry more than that, because...
You also can't craft them.
You also can't craft arrows for some reason, but that's fine. No one has ever made an arrow. You've never seen it.
Unpossible.
So, like, okay. So, like, we've painted a picture for the bad dialogue and the exploration such it is and the combat. So, like, it gives you a feel for the game. But what does it look like?
Adequate.
I get that. Like, it came out in 2023. It looks like a game that came out in 2023. When you're, like, it was made in Unreal,
yeah.
I think I'd said sometime. It looks like somebody knew how to do proper lighting, which is, it feels like a weird call out, but God, we play so many shit games that just have bad lighting. And this game has its issues. I couldn't tell you how many times it would just soft lock on me.
I definitely had it effectively crash on me multiple times.
Yeah. Yep. Or it would freeze and the enemies would just suddenly be, I don't know, 6 miles away.
Oh, neat. Never had that.
Yeah. It'd just like almost just like skip for half a second and then everything was somewhere else. I go, oh, what is happening now?
Yeah. I just had it where like occasionally bosses just wouldn't spawn in.
See, I didn't have that.
Yeah. So I'd go into a boss battle and just like nothing would happen until I reloaded.
I did have, not bosses, but the floating evil eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they just wouldn't bother showing up to the party.
Nice.
It'd get dark. It'd still kill me, but, like, I couldn't, they weren't around to deal with. It's like, up until I had that one consumable that just kills all of them. It's like, I don't know what you want me to do here. Oh, I know what you want me to do. You want me to die and then sit through another fucking unskippable cutscene so I can get back to the same spot and hope that it worked this time. Yeah, no, great.
Yeah.
Good times. And you know what? Like, I will say, like, this game had a couple bright spots for me. Some highlights, right? When you're climbing up or down a rope and you hold jump, it gives you a little reticle of where you're going to land.
And that's sometimes accurate.
It sometimes is accurate. And you know what? It's nice when it works. The movement's not nice because you... oh, boy. You have a wall run. I don't know why they gave you a wall run. This isn't Prince of Persia. And when you wall run, right, you run, you jump up to the wall, and then it basically halts all your momentum as you walk across the wall, which feels like you're going to fall. You don't. Like, that's how the movement is supposed to be.
You can walk for, I never found the actual limit, like an indefinite amount of time on the wall.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't feel like you're going fast, you're just there.
Yeah. You're just suddenly walking on the wall. Like, okay, that's weird. And then if you jump from it, sometimes the wall just magnetically pushes you out in a direction. And I abused the shit out of that, getting over ledges it didn't want me to be over. But like that, it feels so wonky. Like, is any section you have to jump between walls?
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, you jump and the game, like, almost pauses before it figures out where it is you're going to move to. And then you, like, gracefully float over and then kind of walk. And you're like, this feels weird.
Yeah, because we skipped over a couple very important sections of this game. The hardcore parkour puzzle sections.
Yeah.
There are, I believe, 3 temples
yeah.
throughout the game that are, again, it's linear, so you have to go through them, that are puzzles and jumping puzzles and, like, actual factual labyrinths. There's kill walls. It's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
They all use, there's a type of puzzle that they do that is also replicated on chests throughout the world. Where it's a laser beam, and then you have to rotate mirrors to get it to bounce to a crystal.
Yeah. I actually liked most of those puzzles.
Nope. I liked, like, if you had done a few of them. There are far too many.
Oh, yeah. No, there's way too many.
And they slowed the game down to a grinding halt.
Oh, man. Almost like any section where there's a ledge you have to shimmy across for no real reason, and then the game just comes to a halt as you slowly inch your way over one direction or another.
A mechanic they added for what feels like one section where they have like dudes shooting at you
yeah.
while you shimmy across a wall, and then they bring it up several times. There's one near the end of the game. There's no enemies. There's no reason for it. You go into a cave and you're forced to shimmy along the wall and then keep going.
Oh, fucking love that.
It's miserable that they just randomly slow the game down for no reason.
Oh no, it's perfect. So right, the temples, right? The temples with their jumping puzzles, and you'd have to make it across these moving platforms to hit a thing so you can backtrack across the same moving platforms to hit another thing before you can finally leave. It's that ad nauseum, right? Until you get to the labyrinth, which is the second one. It's an actual fucking labyrinth. Why is there an actual fucking maze in here with 4 sections that you have to complete? What the shit is that?
Just a whole scale labyrinth. I don't know who thought this. And the thing is, there are sections that where the floor is missing, so you have to do like wall runs. Uh-huh. And then there's sections with just laser kill walls.
Yeah.
Why?
And the first time you're running around through this labyrinth, you don't know where the kill walls are at. So sometimes you just turn a corner right into one.
Oh, yeah. And they move.
Yeah. feels good.
It's not like they're stationary kill walls. They move.
No, they move. Where's the challenge if they're not moving?
This was miserable. I think I did this part on stream, and I absolutely fucking hated it. I don't believe I did the third temple on stream. How'd that go?
Okay, the second temple, the maze temple, right? This is where I was talking about abusing the wall jumping mechanics, because I just hopped on the wall of the labyrinth and just walked where I wanted to go. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. The third one, though. So it's platform. They move to an area. They move really quick. So it's section A, move, section B. And between them is half a second. It's too short. It is way too short. So what I would do is you jump. And in fact, the time that it takes you to jump, the things are already moving.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. So, okay, you jump before. So all you got to do is see where they're going to go. Then you jump. Except, remember how the hit detection wasn't great? You know where it's not great? When you're trying to land on a moving platform. And sometimes it feels like you made it, and sometimes it doesn't. And you think, well, if there's no floor underneath, can't you pick yourself back up? And the only reason I bring that up, Jason, is because you can sometimes. Sometimes the kill floor doesn't count, and you just pull yourself back up on one of those fucking ledges. And you think, well, that shouldn't work. But hey, you know what? I'm not going to question. And then you die to some bullshit later because the game balanced itself out. So how did it go? How did it go for me? Oh, I'll tell you. It went 45 minutes of me trying to clear a single fucking floor because all the shit kept fucking moving, only to find out that there's an upstairs too. And then when I would go to jump those ones, I would miss, and I would miss every single fucking platform on the way goddamn down, and I would hit another instant kill plane, and then I got to watch, at least this time there was no cutscene for me. I could just, back at the beginning, not even a checkpoint. And that's as far as I made it, because I was sitting here. I had one of my precious children talking shit about how bad I am at this piece of shit the entire time, and I'd had enough. I'd had enough after 45 minutes of watching my dude just kill himself repeatedly on instant death bullshit, and I all death for it, and I haven't seen it since.
So I think you were on the rotating floors, like where they move in a rotational pattern, and there's the like spinning ones.
No. It was a grid of platforms, and they would all just shift positions, and they would just do it really quickly.
Yeah.
There wasn't, like, they weren't going around anything, though. It was just a fixed path they would take.
Yeah, they have a pattern that they move.
Sure, sure.
Because later, you get to a section of their platforms rotating.
Okay.
Around a circular base, right? And there's, like, a bunch of platforms. And the platforms rotate vertically.
Oh.
So they just dump you into the abyss.
Nice. Yeah, because they did rotate. Like, the room before I fucking rage quit, they just, like, spin like a disc. And, like...
That one was crazy easy to me.
Same. Like,
I thought it was going to be a lot worse, and then just, like...
Oh, no. 100% same. Because I took the first one slow, right? And then went to jump again, and I died. And I was like, ah, I see. And then just do it quick. Not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah. No, so they spin vertically.
That sounds fucking awful.
Yeah, so I definitely didn't do it the way the game intended.
Yeah.
Where I would just stand on a platform, and I think they want you, so there's like three concentric rings, and they rotate at different times, but they're also like at different heights, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
So you have to like jump up and down and try to time them. So anyway, what I did was when it would go to flip vertically, I would just jump and pray that by the time it had flipped over, I would grab the edge and pull myself back up.
Nice.
It took several times. I died a lot doing this, but honestly, I wasn't about to play the game by the game standards anymore. Fuck that.
Yeah. Well, like, Jesus Christ, I was not. So I hit a couple times. Jumping, jumping, jumping. That's what I was talking about. Fuck.
Oh, God. Oh, it's real. Oh, man.
I wasn't talking about it. It was jumping, vaulting, moving. Whatever. Whatever thought I had is gone now. So we're going to talk about me cheating my ass off. So, like, I was quickly over the game giving me 12 arrows at a time when I didn't want to participate in the combat, which felt miserable. I think we discussed that already.
We did. And it continues to be miserable.
It continues to suck. So I was like, all right, fuck this noise. I'm just going to give myself infinite arrows. Thank you, cheat engine. Let's go, right? And then I believe it was your suggestion. You're like, hey, as long as you're doing that, why don't you just give yourself infinite crafting mats? And you don't never have to worry about it. And like, see how that goes for you. And, like, I did, and I never used them. So, like, I just had the ability to, you know, dump the points and to keep myself at fully stocked.
Yeah.
I used the shield one a couple times in boss fights only, and then the light thing to kill the eyes, so I didn't have to mess with it.
Yeah, the best consumable in the entire game. There's a whole wheel. I don't know if it's like 20 different things.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. And they go like this. Bad, 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 bad. Lightbringer, the best thing in the game. Bad, 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 worthless. So Lightbringer is the one that he was talking about. So there's this whole mechanic where the game occasionally win combat zones, because it has very clearly delineated combat zones.
Oh, yeah. You walk into arenas.
And then it closes the arena behind you constantly. It's like, you're fighting now! Where it spawns a very big eye, and the room goes dark. Not dark enough that you can't see, but you will constantly take HP and spell point damage. So it'll just tick away both of your bars.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is you have to destroy three eyes, little eyes. And once you destroy those three, you can destroy the big one.
Yeah. In order to do that, you have to use your detective vision to find the eyes and hit it with the bow.
Correct. So you have to switch to your bow. Then you have to hit caps lock, because that's how you activate detective vision.
Jesus Christ, caps lock.
Because the people who programmed this game hate people. And then you look around the room, find the small eyes, shoot them, hope that you're not dead by the time they're dead, to shoot the big one.
Yep.
Or you click Lightbringer and it instantly kills all of them.
Yep.
You just go, boop. I'm skipping this section of the game. The best consumable in the game is the one that lets you skip the game mechanics.
Yes.
And that's how you know it's a good game. When skipping the game mechanics is the right way to play.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, feels good. Oh, I did like, okay, I was talking about highlights, the jumping thing, the light puzzles, which I liked well enough. There were too many of them. The blacksmith, right? Is he the only dude that you run into that's not, like, actively trying to kill you?
Yes.
Okay.
In the entire game, there's one person, Thorin the blacksmith. He's kind of slow.
He's kind of slow.
Your character says that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fucked up thing to say to a man's face, but he's not wrong either.
Yeah. He's about two things. One, how could he have let this happen to his king? And he's going to kill his traitor daughter.
Yep. Boy, he talks about that a lot.
Yep.
Anyway, so when you go to upgrade your bow, does he upgrade anything else?
No.
Okay. A blacksmith upgrades a bow. That's...
Well, yeah, because he takes the little gems and he just smashes them into your bow.
No, I fucking love that. He takes a chip. It's so fucking tiny. It's like half the size of your pinky nail. And he takes this little gem and he puts it on the bow and he just repeatedly smacks it with a hammer. And that is the perfect way to infuse anything. 10 out of 10, no notes.
Yeah, because he's the best blacksmith in the land.
Oh my God, he's so good at it.
I mean, to be fair, at this point, he's the only blacksmith in the land. I mean, everyone's dead.
Hey, we don't know that... King Killjoy isn't a blacksmith. He's not, because if he was, he'd never shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
Boy, your dude talks a lot.
He does. About nothing.
About nothing.
He just talks constantly. And then, like, you pick up the soul of old blacksmith's daughter, and then she just talks forever. And it's kind of funny, because she just talks forever. And then your character, in his extremely deadpan voice, is like... I think my favorite line in the whole game is when he delivers, "Oh, you're not just a traitor, you're also a slut." And like,
what? Where does he get off slut-shaming this dead chick?
It's because, as I said, she needs to go absorb the power of her companions, because her and these three dudes were the four riders of the king's army, and she was sleeping with all three of them. Sorry, she was sleeping with two of them, but not the third, and the only way she said that makes sense is if he liked dudes.
Oh.
She's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
but like,
okay.
It's just this, like, what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck?
When he's just like, ah, you are a traitor and a slut. And you're like, what?
Damn. No, and like, it's... I had something else that I liked about it, and it wasn't, I don't remember.
I didn't. I'm not
surprised. Because, boy, it is, I'm not sure what they were going for. Because, like, the world is, like, it's really polished. Let me try and spit the words out here. Because I was expecting more Ravenbound, where we were just going to see, you know, the base of the model sticking haphazardly out of the ground.
Yeah.
It's not that. Like,
no?
They did a much better job at building a
physically
world.
Physically constructing the world.
Yeah,
yes.
It's boring and samey from place to place, but you know what? It's not clipping weirdly. I'll give them that.
Yeah. As I said, there's a level up system, and like the levels don't feel like they matter at all.
Oh no, I did not feel any sort of appreciable strength difference between level 10 and level 20.
Between level like whatever you start at like 1 and level 35, I think is where I finished the game.
Yeah, that's got to be damn near max though, right?
Oh yeah. I had almost every single thing unlocked.
Yeah, it's like if you didn't have it, you had to be close because like. There's not that much stuff to choose from.
Felt almost exactly identical.
Yeah.
In terms of how powerful you are.
Well, that's because you can pick some things up and it will give you a +1 to your attack.
Yeah. And the way the enemies scale, because the farther you go and the enemies have more health and hit harder, it genuinely doesn't feel like you're ever ahead of the curve.
No. I believe that. Because, like, my game plan of plunk stuff with arrows and hope for the best worked out okay for the most part till I hit the Dragonlands, and then good luck hitting those flying bastards, which left me with the fucking sword because I gave up on magic a long time ago. And I had the sword upgrade where you do 4 light attacks and heavy attack, and then you do a lightning plunge with your blade. And if you can manage to hit something, it does a fuck ton of damage.
That thing hits like a truck.
Yeah.
Hit detection sucks, but you know.
You just have to be able to hit it, and good fucking luck to you. And like, oh, okay, so I have this thing that now makes boss fights easier, that boss fights are all just fucking way too tanky.
It's a sack of hit points. Enjoy.
Yeah, with, you know, some basic attacks that it is very easy to learn, except for Stone Wizard. Sweet Christmas, that dude put me in the dirt repeatedly.
Stone Wizard took me so many tries. Literally, you just... the way I ended up beating him was I just basically straight up just bowed him the whole time.
Yeah.
You can't get near him.
That's actually how I ended up killing him. This was before I was just using infinite arrows. So, like, I was just, like, I'd finish out the arrows that I had by shooting him in the face. And he's hiding behind his little rock wall in the corner, shooting beams and throwing rocks at you like a prick.
Mm-hmm.
But then his phase two, he comes out of there and he moves around. And so I just loaded up on all of the shield consumables that I had and just stood there wailing on him until he stopped fucking twitching. Because I was over it. Like, this either works or I'm done. I don't care which. But yeah, like that fight, which feels weirdly hard for the level that you're at, the awful fucking scaling, the fact that you never feel stronger. I'm supposed to be the Lord of Light, the High King who gives this shit of the fucking, and I never felt like that.
Oh yeah, you're a guy.
Which, like, I would assume that by the end of the game you do, and no, you're just shaking your head. So no. Like, what the shit?
Nah. If you go back to early areas, you certainly feel stronger, but, like, why would you ever go back there?
Well, you might have an artifact to get to a thing that you missed before because you didn't have the thing, but nothing's going to tell you that, so you just have to go back and check.
Yeah, which will give you either things to craft consumables or consumables, which you already have way too much of,
because mm-hmm.
they're not worth using.
Yeah.
Yay!
Wow!
Yeah, and, like, so leveling up, your character, let's say you need... roughly, I don't know, 5,000 experience to level up. It's somewhere around there. When you kill an enemy, how much experience do you gain?
Ooh, an excellent question.
It's usually between like 10 and 30
yep.
per enemy. And then when you go to a new area, how much experience do you gain?
7,000?
Yeah, roughly somewhere around 2,000 experience.
Yes. Yeah. It is a disproportionate amount.
The game really feels like it has an idea of what your level should be, and they are going to give you that experience from your exploration, not from any combat. So combat feels pointless.
Yeah.
In addition to how bad it feels to engage in, it feels pointless because it's not fun, and it doesn't reward you with actual rewards.
Yeah. Like, even in cutscenes, you spend so much of this game sneaking around that, like, it almost feels like the combat's tacked on.
Yeah.
It's not, right?
Like
you have combat options. Like, it's clearly designed that way.
When you're asking what kind of game they're making, like, it feels like this wants to be the, like, combat is supposed to be the focus of the game.
Yeah.
But then everything about the game, it isn't.
No.
What are we doing?
Oh, we're making a janky pile of, I don't know, this, it felt like someone's passion project, and good on them, you know? I wish that I had the means to make the game that I want to make, and I hope that this was the game that they wanted to make.
I don't. As if this was the game they wanted to make, they should just not have done that.
I agree. But the most that I can hope for is that they followed their dream and they got there, goddammit. I want to talk about the music, and I couldn't tell you anything about it, which tells you everything you need to know about it.
Yeah, it happens at you. It's very, like, at times it'll be very reminiscent of other games.
Yeah.
That's it.
It felt like How Do We Dollar Store Epic Fantasy music?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything more to add.
I don't know. Probably not. I'm trying to think of every single thing because every single thing was wrong with this game.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the keyboard layout was weird.
Mm-hmm.
It was janky, unfun, and overly long. My God.
Yeah, when I said, like, you get through the Blood Witches and you get through the Blood Swamp with the fake god, and you get to Irvin's castle, which is the thing you've been trying to get to this whole game, basically. And then you have to do a side quest for the blacksmith's daughter trapped in a pendant.
Sure.
That takes you to another location. Like, it's not like they're just around the corner. You have to go to another place and, like, find their bodies.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
It was once. And when I actively completed a side quest on accident, because I'd gotten turned around in the windmill fields.
Sure.
Before you get to a castle. I don't know. I was running around there because I wasn't sure what the hell it was the game wanted me to do. The game wasn't sure it wanted me to do. And, like, I run into this dude, and you're supposed to give him his twin axes back. So, like, I end up in his house. I get him off the wall. And then I end up back in the same location on accident. And I'm like, oh, a thing. And I just interact with it because, you know, a shiny contextual button popped up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I laid him down on him and goes, here you go, old friend. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, you gave him his axes back. He's old Double Axe McGee.
Aha, Double Axe McGee. That is what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say, one of the things that I liked about the game was the way that it gives you lore. And that, like, it just presents you the world like you already know about it. Which, like, I appreciate. We don't have long-winded expositions on everything. And, like,
oh, but we do.
Oh, no, they're still there. Dude talks way too much about dragons. I didn't give a fuck about the dragons. Boy, he just kept going.
No, because, like, when you go through the temples with the jumping puzzles,
yeah.
The reward at the end is just exposition.
Yep.
It's just lore dump.
You get a cutscene, though.
Ah!
What I wanted to say about the old guy wasn't that it took me forever to kill him. It's that it was just the main character doing an old guy voice, and it was so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, it's great. As again, your character has just this really terrible, like, stoicism thing going on. Mm-hmm. It clearly was the direction. Like, you don't one take the entire script.
No.
So clearly they went with a defined, okay, we want you to just read flat.
Right. Like, well, hold on. I don't think, like, stoicism isn't fair. I don't remember in anything I've read about stoicism that meant that you should be devoid of all emotion always. I thought it was more like
you have to be lobotomized.
Ah, sure.
Because, yeah, his voice acting is awful, truly awful. And I saw, I don't know, one review that was trying to explain that, like, no, it's not the voice acting, you know, they can only do so much because the writing's bad. The writing is actively bad.
Yeah.
But no, the voice acting is also actively bad.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because we can point to another example in this game, his brother, where the writing is equally bad, but at least the voice actor's having fun delivering the lines.
Yeah, and it's also still not great. Honestly, the traitor daughter is the best voice acting in the game.
Was that Gollum?
No. Although, Gollum's in the game. By the way, there's just a point where you get to the Garonks, and, like, this little dude goes up to you, and he's like, tries to threaten you with a knife, and you're like, I will kill you, I'm God. And he's like, oh, you're God, we must take him to our precious master. Oh, follow us, yes, we will kill him. Like, what the fuck are we doing? They are so devoid of ideas that at one point they were just like, ah, just put Gollum in the game. And then the whole thing is he leads you to a statue and he's like, I'm going to kill you for my master, the blood god. And then you literally raise your hand and he disintegrates.
Jesus Christ.
Because you're God. Except you never get to do that in the game. But in cutscenes, you are stupidly powerful.
Right? Like, if I have disintegration beam, where is that when I have to deal with all these turds out in these fucking fields?
Yeah, it's awful.
So, I don't know. What do you think? Perfect? Recommended to everybody?
I don't know. My wrap-up review is exactly that. It's awful. I truly hated this game. It took way too long to beat, not because the game is excruciatingly long. It's long. It is way longer than it should be. I don't know if I clocked in 13 hours or something, 15 hours, somewhere around there. And every time I thought I was near the finish line, it just kept going. And the reason it took so long is because I would play it for like a day, and then I would need a week off of not playing it because it's so bad.
Yeah.
I
wanted to get away from it so hard I left the state.
Yeah, I don't...
It's bad. What's it cost? It doesn't matter. Don't play it.
So what do we do now? Well, now we answer letters from listeners like you.
Letters?
Yeah, this is the second half of the letter from Arctic.
Oh, okay.
If you remember, we did the last part of it a while back, but there's more questions. You've had a lot of experience playing bad Sonics games. Out of each of the ones you've remembered so far, which one do you think showed the most potential but just got shitted on when push comes to shove? That's the new one. What the fuck's it called?
Frontiers?
Sure.
Is that the new one?
I don't remember what it's called. The new one.
Not the one with create your own Sonic OC, right?
No, that one sucks. Don't play that one. The new one where you're just like running around some islands and shit, and it's occasionally okay. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah.
The one where they tried to go open world, and like, so it sometimes is kind of neat what they managed to accomplish, and then sometimes you go cascading off into the distance and nothing loads because the game runs like ass, and if it's raining, you don't get to see anymore. So like, it's not good. But it's better,
right? And those god-awful sections where it suddenly moves you from 3D into a 2D force perspective, but it doesn't actually change the camera, so now you just have a whole new moveset to deal with.
Yeah, while you're still 3D,
that one by far, the most promising.
Which is, immediately we started with all complaints, and that's still the best one, so, you know, Sonic. All right, so this is directed more as something I feel I just wanted to say. I'm not sure if you are aware, but we have a lot of cats and love for them in the house. I've learned that through the years of fostering, we've managed to find around 30 a wonderful home. Have there ever been such an experience in the world you could think of looking back that you feel proud of? No.
All I see is blood and fire in my wake. Stuff that I'm done that we're, or stuff we've done that we're proud of. I mean, like, we're what, 6+ years running on this? Like, I'm kind of proud of that. We've stuck with it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, podcast related stuff. I don't know. I really don't know. It's not something I think about basically ever.
I mean, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Because, like, we put a lot of work, and, like, you can drive yourself up a wall just staring at numbers and stuff. And, like, we don't do that to ourselves. I'm proud of what we do here, and if we can save somebody $20 and however many hours of their time, like, that's worth it. That's worth it every day, man.
Yeah. And then you see here the people who are like, what are all the games you played? I gotta put them on a list somewhere to buy. And I'm like, what are you doing?
You don't
do that.
Yeah. How many have we said don't do that? You don't need to play the home game. That's what we're doing it for. If you want to, you fucking mad lads. I'll tell you my favorite ones. You should do those.
So, how's the wait for Silksong been treating you all mentally? Fine. Again, it's one of those things where, like, I really don't get super hype about games anymore. I'm looking forward to Silksong, but, like, it'll come out eventually, probably.
Right? It's done when Team Cherry decides it's done, and I played Hollow Knight. I trust your judgment.
Right. Genuinely, I don't think about it for weeks or months at a time. And then someone will have actual information or not. And that's it.
Yeah.
More based off the time you've had on the podcast with each other and the times you've shared, who do you hate the most when it comes to Christmas gift exchanges?
Oh, it's Jason. Let me answer for Elsa. It's Jason. Jesus Christ. This man is the fucking... Oh, God. How did you put it? You're like the avatar of cruelty or some shit?
God. And
motherfucker.
I've got a good one. Who am I on this year?
I think it's me this year?
I don't remember. I've got a good one that is like vomit-inducing in terms of visuals.
God, I hope it's Elsa.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shooter Spheres, I think, was just the best.
honest to God. Look, if we ever do a charity stream, I think we should just play Shooter's Fears.
Oh, man, that would be funny. If we were ever to do a charity, like, stream or thing, I don't know what we'd play. Because, like, it all sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, what?
We have a whole backlog to choose from.
Like, do we pick something that's iconic to us or something that's just iconically bad? I don't know. But, yeah.
All I know this. It won't be Bubsy. You can't make me.
Oh, yeah. That's not an option. No.
I will play so many other things. Oh, man.
Just anything else.
Literally anything.
Kind of.
I'll go stare at the sun. I'm half blind anyway. Don't matter. Fuck you, Eclipse.
Okay. I think that's enough for now, which is funny because this has now been split up over like several episodes. I can't be sure when I will send another email, but I hope this was a pleasant one. By the way, I forgot which one I recommended this to out of Jason or Jake, but how's Ultra Kill coming along? I think you recommended it to both of us, but Jake's the only one who actually played it.
Yeah, I played it. It's a game I wish I was good at. It is... I don't know if you've caught any reviews on Ultra Kill. Like, obviously this isn't for Arctic here, because, like, it's the kind of game where, like, if you think a mechanic will work in a way... It probably will work that way, and it is so fucking satisfying. Holy shit. The stuff that you can pull off in that game is fucking crazy pants. I am not good at shooters. Holy shit. And there's so much movement in that game, and like, if I sat down and I put more time into it, I could probably get okay, but like, as often as I play it, which is the like 10 minutes to an hour here or there, and I never give myself the time to get good, it's rough.
Yeah, it's part of why I never got it. Like, it looks interesting, but there are so many games that I'm still, like, wanting and having to play.
Yeah.
In addition to the stuff we're doing for the podcast and for the streams that I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Either way, hope this finds you well. Continue to do what you do best and play those shit games.
Woo!
God, they're awful.
Thank you. Yeah, they can be. Like, hey, occasionally we play a good game. There's been, like, 3, I think.
All right, fair.
Yeah,
I will accept 3.
And they were all Kingdom Hearts.
Wow!
I take it back. For doing a charity stream, it's just Kingdom Hearts 3, and it's the our visible decline hour after hour. It's fucking madness. Before it's just you and I shirtless drinking, screaming, Nort, Nort, Nort.
Like, that's the first hour, my guy. So yeah, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, things you want us to talk about on this, that, them, their podcast, email thebadgamecast@gmail.com. If you want to find us anywhere else, we're The Bad Gamecast on any active social media platform. We are on YouTube. We have our subreddit. We stream on Twitch, usually. We've got a Discord. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us. And you can find the link to that in the description. If you want to support us. Money wise, I was gonna say paying wise, but that's a clown. Don't send us clowns. Send us money.
What if it's a clown made of money?
I will accept a clown made of money.
Send us clowns made of money.
Patreon.com/thebadgamecast.
Jason only accepts currency in the form of clowns. Yes, thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. You guys are the fucking bestest. I was trying to work in something clown related, and I was like, just move on, man. Well, fuck. It's for the Bad Gamecast. I've been a barrel with a white line on it.
I'm Aron, King of the High Humans.
Good night, everybody! 'Cause kind of hoping you were just going to go, good night, everybody.
Excruciating.
This is really fucking bad. Like, I wasn't expecting a good time. Jesus. You know, sometimes you're surprised at how bad things can get.
Honestly, yeah. That's where I ended up with this game. I was surprised at how much I hated it because of how bad it is.
I mean, at the point where, with where I was at in the game, and you're like, hey, you still have like a third left. And I was like, how?
Yep.
How?
It just keeps going. And you're like, please make it stop.
Because even fucking Tumbleweed was like, oh, this is the last thing I need. And then I can face my... I was, oh, yeah. Good. The end's in sight.
Nope.
No.
There's so much more to Mr. Bones' wild ride.
A ferry ship. Why? Who hurt you? Go back so they can do it again.